This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You know how we always say companies in this economy are looking for less regulation, a lighter government hand in how they do what they do? Yeah, well, not so fast. Next week, there's going to be a new lobbying push in Washington for more regulation of beauty products, skincare products more generally, really. It's being led by Greg Renfrew. She is the founder and CEO of Beauty Counter, which calls itself a clean beauty company, cosmetics and personal care products. She was in the other day, and I asked her why she thought her industry needed more regulations.
At Beauty Counter, we believe that there is a need for change at the federal level. We have not updated a major federal law governing this $62 billion industry since 1938. The legislation is about 1.5 pages long, and it
really for the whole
Wow. And it doesn't require the manufacturers of product to disclose all of the ingredients. So you may buy something that says all natural or botanical or pure, but it may be none of the above. And so consumers are misled by companies today.
We should be clear here that in this call for regulation that you have been doing for a while now, it would be a business advantage for you.
Not necessarily. I mean, I think
No, come on. You run a natural beauty products company and you want more regulation so that the Revlons and the Maybellines, right?
I would like to see the, you know, I set out, when I started Beauty Counter, I set out to get safer products into the hands of everyone. Not to get Beauty Counter products into the hands of everyone, but safer. We believe that increased regulation won't stifle innovation and that companies should not only follow our lead, but should see the opportunity in creating safer products for everyone.
Do you feel a little bit of a, what's it like for you being a CEO calling for more regulation, I guess, is the question.
People always ask me that you're asking for regulation on your industry.
Especially now in this economy today, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, what's interesting is that we are asking for regulation because it would actually make our jobs easier. It's difficult to navigate the waters when there is such a lack of regulation across the entire supply chain. So it's not just what we're doing as manufacturers and brands, but also what we're required to do, the links that we have to go to ensure the safety of our products from an operational standpoint as
well. So if I go to my local CVS and I look for a skincare moisturizer, whatever it is, and I want the Revlon or the Maybelline brand, it's going to cost me, I'm making this up, $5. How much is it going to cost me if I want to buy a Beauty Counter product or somebody else who is natural and all botanical?
Currently, the Beauty Counter price point is a premium price point, but it's not a luxury price point. I think there are, if you're going to a company like CVS or others, you can look to some of the leading companies like a Burt's Bees, or you can shop the market fragrance-free, knowing that our products are not always accessible to everyone. We aim to educate, first and foremost, so people can make better choices, because you can make some better choices across the entire industry.
You've gotten support on Capitol Hill, right, with personal care products regulation act that's been introduced. So in 5 years, given where we are in this economy and the way things are going in Washington with regulations and all of that, what's your guess? How are you going to be doing?
I think as a company, I think that we will continue to emerge as a leader. You look at, you know, the recent statements from companies like BlackRock and others. I think that people, you know, consumers and investors are starting to hold companies accountable for doing well and doing good simultaneously. And in terms of the regulation and the, you know, the sort of political environment in which we live, I think you are going to see further and more comprehensive legislation over cosmetics. And I think we will continue to fight the fight for, you know, the safest products on the marketplace.
It's interesting that you mentioned BlackRock. We had Larry Fink on the program a number of weeks ago talking about his letter to CEOs requiring basically social consciousness on the part of corporations in America. Do you think that has traction right now?
Since I started Beauty Counter, I started raising capital in 2011 for this company, and we launched in March of 13.
Obviously, you got capital, but how was that slog? Was it tough for you, or was it were people receptive?
Well, first of all, anyone who's raised money knows it's just always hard raising capital, no matter what. When I went out to raise money for Beauty Counter, I remember people saying to me, don't tell everyone that you want to take this to Washington. Huh. And I said, no, we're going to tell the investors that this is part of who we are. And we actually found that they were receptive. But now, having just closed another round of financing, I've seen a real shift in the venture and private equity community where they're starting to pay attention to, you know, companies that are, to your point, focus on conscious capitalism.
Right. Are you profitable?
We are growing really, really rapidly and investing in our business. I'd say we're doing pretty well.
Greg Renfrew, she's the founder and CEO at Beauty Counter. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
You want to know more about federal regulations? I know you do. Check out season 2 of our podcast, The Uncertain Hour.